请弟兄姊妹们翻到提摩太后书第二章。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章，我们从十九节读到二十三节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, we'll be reading from verse 19 to verse 23.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness.
在大富人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的
Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels but also vessels of wood and of earthenware and some to honor and some to dishonor
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事
Therefore if anyone cleanses himself from these things he will be a vessel for honor sanctified useful to the master prepared for every good work
你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那清心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Now flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起争竞的。
But refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they produce quarrels.This concludes our Bible reading. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在主日早晨，你复活日时，我们这些属乎你的人一同来到你跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on the Lord's Day, the day of resurrection, we can gather together before your presence.
让我们带着一颗寻求渴慕的心来到你施恩的座前。
May we come with a seeking and thirsting heart before your throne.
And
we thank you that every time we gather, you're in our midst.
你都要在这里向我们说话，向我们施恩。
And here you will reveal yourself to us and your grace to us.
好像每一次的聚会，我们都在这里领受你丰富的恩典。
So that every time we gather, we may receive your abundant grace.
让我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
So that our inner man may be strengthened.
让我们生命能够有成长。
So that our life may grow.
能够继续走前面属灵的道路。
To continue to move forward in our spiritual path.
今早晨我们求你来释放我们身心灵。
This morning may you release our spirit, soul, and body.
让每一个人都在基督里面享受那属天的福气、属天的自由。
So that all who are in Christ may receive the spiritual blessing and the spiritual freedom.
一同来承受一切的丰富，我们感谢你。
So that together we may receive all your fullness.
再次把荣耀赞美归给你。
Once again, we want to give all the thanks and glory to you.
请应纳我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
都靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 那早晨呢，继续和弟兄姊妹来看提摩太后书。
This morning, brothers and sisters, we want to continue on our sharing with 2 Timothy.
我们说到提摩太后书呢，是保罗在殉道之前写给年轻的提摩太的一封。
And we know that the letter, to second, the letter of 2 Timothy was a letter that Paul wrote to the young Timothy before he was going to be martyred.
这也是保罗在他人生的路程快要结束当中说出来一些的话。
And these are the words that Paul wrote as he was coming to the conclusion of his life.
我们看见使徒保罗到他人生最后快要结束的时候，在那里有一个非常美好的一个结局。
And we see here that at the conclusion, as Paul was approaching the conclusion of his life, he had a great ending.
因为他在那说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Because he had said, I have fought the good fight.
当跑路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the course.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
从此又有公义的冠冕为我存留。
In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
这是按照公义审判主到那日所要赐给他的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
所以我们看见这也是保罗最后的一个见证。
So we see here that this is also Paul's last testimony.
这个见证说明保罗他是怎样的在那服侍主。
And this testimony speaks of how Paul served the Lord.
或是说他是怎样的一个服侍主的人。
Or what kind of servant he was to the Lord.
我想这正好是说出这卷书的一个主题。
And here I think this speaks of one of the themes of this message.
一个主的仆人，一个主的工人。
That the Lord's bondservant, the Lord's worker.
一个服侍主的人，他是怎样一种人
？That a person who serves the Lord, what kind of person is he？
所以我们说到提摩太后书呢，是重在人。
So we see that the emphasis in 2 Timothy is on the man himself.
前书是重在做事情。
And 1 Timothy is on the works.
但是到后书，他告诉我们，一个服侍主的人应该注意。我们这个服侍的人是怎样一种人
？But in 2 Timothy, we see that the one who serves the Lord, we have to see what kind of person is he.
我想，一个服侍主的人，头一件事情，他要知道他所信的是谁。
I think one thing is that the person who serves the Lord needs to know whom he has believed.
保罗所信的就是那位曾经用圣召召了他。
And Paul knows that he, the one whom he believes, is the one who has called him.With a holy calling.
他是用圣召召了我们，不是按照我们的行为呢，是按照他的旨意和他恩典。
And he has not called us according to our works, but he has called us according to his will and his grace.
保罗所信的乃是为神的儿子主耶稣基督。
And the one whom Paul believes is the Lord Jesus.
神呼召保罗，为了福音，为了他的见证，在那服侍神。
God called Paul to be a witness for him.
那么说到这样一个服侍主的人，他头一个应该是怎样一种人呢
？So then, what kind of person does Paul have to be?
我说应该服侍主的人。
Oh, someone who serves the Lord. What kind of person does he have to be?
我想一个服侍主的人，头一件事让看见他是一个有刚强、仁爱、谨守的一个灵的人。
And we see that a person who serves the Lord has to have a strong spirit.Soul and body.
因为我们服侍主呢，是在灵的里面，也是借着灵来服侍主。
Because we serve in the Spirit and by the Spirit.
所以灵的光景就影响到我们外面服侍的光景。
So the condition of a man's spirit will determine the fruits of his work.
一个灵好的人，一个有一个美好灵的人，自然而然外面他就有一个美好的服侍。
A person with a good spirit, a perfect spirit, will have good works.
所以在这一卷书里面，他讲到一个服侍主的人，他不仅要有一个刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵。
So in this book, we see that a person has to have a strong spirit, soul, and body.
因着他是有这样的灵
，because he has this kind of spirit，
所以他才能够知道如何在军中当兵。
That's how he's able to be a soldier.
他才知道如何不将事物世俗的事情来缠住他
，so that he won't let obstacles stumble him。
因着他有这样一个美好灵，他也才知道如何在场上跟比武。
And because he has such a good spirit, he knows how to compete in a race。
他能够按着主的规矩，按着主的法则，再来服侍神。
He knows how to compete according to the rules to serve the Lord。
因着他有这样的。好的灵，他才知道如何做像一个劳力的农夫，这样殷勤的工作努力。
And because he has this kind of spirit, he knows how to be a hardworking farmer to receive the share of crops.
所以我们看见灵对一个人是非常重要的。
So we see that a man's spirit is so important.
所以当一个人要服侍主的时候，我们要注意我们的灵，也要保守我们的灵。
So when we serve the Lord, we have to be very aware of our spirit and the condition of our
spirit. 因为一个人的灵若是一个对的灵，一个美好的灵，自然而然他外面就一个对的服侍，一个美好服侍。
Because if a person has a right and good spirit, then he can have a right and good work.
我们记得主耶稣曾经带着门徒来到撒玛利亚的一个村庄。
And we remember the Lord Jesus took his disciples to a village of the Samaritans.
在那里的人不接待他们。
And they did not receive them.
因为耶稣面向耶路撒冷
，because Jesus was traveling towards Jerusalem.
那其中就有两个门徒，约翰和雅各，就对主耶稣说
，And there are two disciples, James and John, who said to Jesus,
主啊，要不要你吩咐我们？要我们要不要？你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们
？And they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?
好像以利亚所做的。
Like what Elijah did.
主耶稣在那里马上责备他们说
And immediately the Lord Jesus rebuked them and said,
你们心如何你们不知道
You do not know what kind of spirit you are of.
那中文是心但是刚刚英文是翻的对就说你们灵如何你们不知道
The Chinese translation says, you do not know what kind of heart you are of.
人子来不是要毁灭人的性命乃是要拯救人的性命
But the English version is correct because it says, you do not know what kind of spirit you are of, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy
them
lives.
好像门徒人讲那些话是为了主耶稣为了要好像保护主耶稣
It's as if the disciples were saying that to protect the Lord Jesus.
但是主知道他们灵是一种报复，一种杀害的灵。
But the Lord Jesus saw that their spirit was a spirit of revenge, a spirit that seeks to harm others.
所以我们看见不是外面说什么话呢，是灵是怎样的光景。
So it's not the words we say, but it's the condition of our spirit.
所以当一个人有一个美好的灵的时候，自然而然他外面就有一个美好的服事。
So when a person has a good spirit, then naturally he'll have good works, good service.
所以我想头一个服事主的人，他先要注意他的灵是怎样一种灵。
So a person who serves the Lord has to be very cautious of the condition of his spirit.
那我们今天继续来看，一个服事主的人，他要成为一个贵重的器皿，或是说他应该是一个贵重的器皿。And
today we will share that someone who serves the Lord should be an honorable vessel.
我们知道神拯救我们，呼召我们，就是要我们来服事神。And
we know that when the Lord saved us, He saved us to be, to serve Him.
来为神做工，来完成神给我们一点的托付，来执行神的旨意。To
do His work, to accomplish His will.
所以圣经称我们是神的仆人，我们是要服侍神的人。So
the Bible exhorts us that as those who serve the Lord, we need to serve Him.
圣经不仅称摩西、保罗他们是服侍神的人。The
Bible tells us that Moses and Paul were servants of the Lord.
我们每一个蒙恩的人。
But not only those two, but all of us who are saved by the Lord are all God's servants.
神按着每一个人，他量给我们的工作，给我们负担，我们在为神做工来服侍他。God
has apportioned to each of us a work that He's called us to do for Him.
但从圣经我们也看见，神不但使用我们来为他做工。
And the Bible teaches that not only has He called us to do His work, God also calls those who are non-believers to do His work. And God also uses those who oppose Him, those who hate Him, to do His work.
圣经说到巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒，神说他是我的仆人。
And the Bible speaks of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and he calls him my servant. And God uses the king of Babylon to discipline the nation, the children of Israel. And God uses the king of Babylon to attack Israel. That all the nations would come and serve and worship the king of Babylon. That if any of these nations do not serve the king of Babylon, then God will, with the sword and famine and pestilence, destroy them.
So we can see God raise up Nebuchadnezzar, moving his heart.
So we see that Cyrus, the king of Persia,
让他下诏书，允许犹大百姓回国去重新建造耶路撒冷，重新建造圣殿。We
see that Cyrus, the king of Persia, was used by God to get the children of Israel to return and build the temple of Jerusalem.
而使犹大百姓能够应验神借着先知耶利米所说的话。That
the children of Judah would accomplish what was prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah.
从圣经我们也看见，神也使用自然界。
And God also uses natural things to do God's work. Psalm 104 also tells us that God makes the winds His messenger and flaming fire His ministers.
神差遣风，差遣火，在那里保护以色列百姓，保护神的儿女们。
That God uses wind and fire to protect His people. He protects the children of Israel. And God also uses the winds as a means to attack those who oppose Him. So God calls these winds and flaming fire His messengers and ministers.
我们说到神为什么使用巴比伦这样一个残忍、这样一个邪恶的人呢？
So we have to ask ourselves, why does God use someone so evil like the king of Babylon?
还称他是我的仆人。
And to consider him my servant.
这里乃是看见神可以使用任何的人。
So here we see that God can use anybody.
不管他是好的，他是坏的。
Doesn't matter if he's good or if he's evil.
神都可以使用他为他而执行神所要做的工作。
God can use that person to do his work.
因为这是说到神的主权。
Because this speaks of God's sovereignty.
神创造万有，万有都是属乎他的。
God created all things and all things belong to him.
他可以使用任何的人，任何的事物。
He can use anything, any materials.
不管是相信神的人，不相信神的人，神都可以使用他。
Whether it's someone who believes in the Lord or someone who does not believe in the Lord, he can equally use them to do his work.
但是我们知道，他们被称为神的仆人，跟我们被称为神的仆人是完全不一样的。
But we know that there's a difference between God calling these unrighteous people his servant versus those of us who are saved calling us his servant.
神称我们是他仆人。
God calls us his servant.
背后有一个故事。
And there's a backstory to this.
背后是讲到我们这些都是蒙恩的儿女。
That we are all children saved by grace.
神的恩典怜悯临到我们身上。
And God's grace has come down to each of us.
因着主耶稣基督的救赎，把我们从罪恶世界里面拯救释放出来。
Because God has redeemed us and saved us out of the wickedness of this world.
他用重价买赎我们，归给他，作为他的仆人来服侍他。
And He has redeemed us so that we would be His bond servants.
我们被称为神的仆人，后面说到一个爱的故事。
And when we are called to be his servants, there's also a story of love there. Because God's love has come to us and has saved us. He has saved us so that we could be his servants to serve him. And that we can also be a bond slave to love him. But God also considers his enemies his servants. But God considers them more as a tool in His hand that He can use.
神使用他们完以后，神的审判还要临到他们身上，神还要刑罚他们。
After God uses these unrighteous people for His means as servants, then God afterwards will judge them and punish them.
所以我们看见神的主权，他可以使用任何的人、任何的事物为他工作。
So we see that by God's sovereignty, He can use anybody, anything for His purpose.
所以罗马书第九章那里也讲到神的主权。
So in Romans chapter 9, it also speaks of His sovereignty.
神当然说他可以用一团的泥来造成一个卑贱的器皿，造成一个贵重的器皿，荣耀的器皿。
Because in Romans 9, it says that he can use the same lump, one for honorable use and one vessel for dishonorable use.
那些荣耀器皿有一个目的。
But the vessels for honorable use has a purpose.
他们在那要显明神丰富的荣耀。
They are to reveal, glorify God's fullness.
他们在那要显明显扬神的自己的丰富。
And they want to reveal God's riches and fullness.
所以在圣经我们看见神使用的人当中，有一种人又被称为是神的器皿。
So here we see in the Bible that there's some servants who are vessels.
虽然他们和神的仆人同样都是要为神做工，来执行神所要做的工作。
Even though both are equally used by God to do His work,
但是被称为器皿还有一个目的，还有一个功用。
But to be a vessel has a further purpose, a further work.
器皿乃是说它承受一个东西。
A vessel speaks that it has to contain something.
它承担一些事情，承担一些东西事物。
It has to contain things.
所以说到神的器皿，乃是说这个器皿乃是承受神自己。
So when we speak of God's servants being vessels, it has to contain God Himself.
它承受神的荣耀，承受神丰富，承受神一切的恩典。
It has to contain God's fullness, His glory, His riches.
而借这个器皿，也把神自己的荣耀、丰富、恩典把它显明出来。
And through this vessel, God's glory, grace and fullness can be manifested
来彰显神的自己
to reveal God Himself.
所以这是器皿和仆人很大的一个不同的一个地方。
So here's a difference between a servant and a vessel.
虽然器皿和仆人都是同样在为神做工
even though a servant and a vessel both are used to do God's work.
但是器皿有一个更深更重要一个意义在里面。
But a vessel has a deeper and more important purpose to it.
我们看看使徒保罗他蒙恩得救的时候。
We see that when Paul was saved by grace.
他在大马色路上主遇见他以后。
That when the Lord met him on his way to Damascus.
神在那里借着亚拿尼亚说。
God through Ananias said.
他说他是我所拣选的器皿。
The Lord spoke to Ananias and said, He is a chosen instrument of God.
要在外邦人君王以色列百姓宣扬我的名。
To Bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel.
对，我们中文是翻成宣扬，那 英文是 bear， 就是说，他是我所拣选的器皿，是要承担承受我的名。
That Paul was a chosen instrument of God's, and he would bear God's name before the Gentiles.
这个器皿身上是背负主的名。
And this vessel is one that bears the name of the Lord.
这个器皿身上是有主的托付。
And this vessel has God's purpose.
主的名托付在这个器皿保罗的身上。
This responsibility is bared upon the vessel of Paul.
所以保罗这个神所拣选器皿，他在那有一个更重要的一个目的呢，是要在那里把神的名不仅是宣扬出来，来表明出来。So
Paul, as a chosen instrument or vessel of the Lord, has the purpose to bear His name to reveal God Himself to everyone.
借这个器皿把神的丰富荣耀从保罗这个器皿身上把它发表出来。
That through Paul's body, through this vessel, God could reveal His fullness and His glory.
让人认识神自己。
So that all may know God Himself.
也让人能够更多得到神自己。
And that all may gain God.
这是器皿的一个主要功用。
And this is one of the primary purposes of the work of a vessel.
我想只有一个贵重的器皿才能把神荣耀丰富把它表明出来。
I think only an honorable vessel can reveal the glory and fullness of God.
一个卑贱器皿它不能彰显神的自己。
But a lowly vessel cannot reveal God but only himself.
所以使徒保罗写信给提摩太说，鼓励他说，提摩太你要做一个贵重的器皿，合乎主用。
So that's why Paul exhorts Timothy to be an honorable vessel useful for God's use.
那在这里他告诉我们说，大富人家就是神的家里面有各种不同的器皿。
And so Paul says that there's in a large house there are different kinds of vessels.
我们知道神拣选我们这些人，原来是要承受神一切丰富的一般人。
And God has called us so that we can manifest His fullness.
要承受神的自己，神自己充满在我们里面。
So that we can manifest the Lord Himself to manifest Him fully in us.
叫教会成为贵重器皿，在那彰显神自己，见证神自己。
So the church can be an honorable vessel to reveal the Lord Himself.
这是神愿在我们身上的一个旨意。
And this is God's will for each and every one of us.
正如在旧约圣殿里面。
In the Old Testament, in the temple.
圣殿是神的居所，神的家。
This was God's home, God's dwelling place.
大卫在那里说。
David had said,
他说我儿子所罗门，他所要造的圣殿需要高大辉煌。
That he wanted, David said to his son Solomon that he wanted the Lord's house to be exceedingly magnificent.
使名誉荣耀能够传遍列国。
To be famous and glorious throughout all lands.
所以大卫在那里为圣殿预备金子有10,000 talents.
So David had prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold.
在那为预备的银子有100,000 talents.
And 1,000,000 talents of silver.
还有铜钱多的无法称。
And bronze and iron beyond weight.
当所罗门去造圣殿的时候呢，圣殿里面的墙、地板、门都需要用金子来贴上。
So that when Solomon would go and build the temple, everything would be made of gold. There were precious stones.
圣殿里面那些虎库呢，放了很多的金器银器。
And there were also instruments and vessels of gold and silver.
所以也有啊，圣殿里面一切都要彰显神的荣耀尊贵。
So in the house of the Lord, there were so many things that would reveal God's glory.
让人看见这位神是何等的丰富荣耀。
So that when people come and see this temple, they would see that how glorious it was.
借这个圣殿的所里面所有的，叫神来得到荣耀。
So that through the contents inside the house of the Lord, God would receive the glory.
正如若是我们到一个非常富有
It's like as if we go to someone who, a wealthy person's house. And if we go into his house and we see his decorations,
都是破旧的家具,
and he's got ugly and ragged, decrepit furniture, and they're all, you know, busted and ugly and poor looking. Then it doesn't seem the items in this wealthy man's house doesn't seem to match with his status.
So
we see that a vessel, an honorable vessel, has to contain precious things. So that when people come into the house of the Lord, they can see how rich, how glorious our Lord is. But Paul here tells us that towards the latter days, the condition of God's house. That not only will there be gold and silver vessels, but there will also be vessels of wood and straw. So God's house should be all honorable vessels. And every child of God should be an honorable vessel. But here we see that we come to a condition where not everyone in God's house is an honorable vessel. That some vessels in God's house are vessels of wood and earthenware. From a earthly standpoint, all of us are
从我们得救了光景地位来说,
from the position of when we are saved, we are all earthen vessels.
因为是主重价把我们买赎回来的,
because we are all redeemed by God.
在他眼中都看为宝贵的,
in His eyes, we are all precious.
但是我们实际的生命的光景可能不是贵重,
but in His eyes, we're not honorable, but we're lowly, we're
earthenware.
We know that an honorable and a lowly vessel is not based on how much work he does. Whether a vessel is honorable is based on his character, his being. And I think that we're also very clear on material things. We're also very clear on
this.
That gold and silver is more precious than wood and straw. You can't compare the value and the price. And I think that all of us are lowly. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 it says that we're all earthen vessels. That our natural man is of the earth, is earthly. But the meaning in 2 Corinthians 4 when it speaks of earthen vessels is different. In 2 Corinthians, all of us, when we're saved by grace, we are all earthen vessels. That our life is corrupt, it's not good. But thank God, because there's a treasure in us earthen vessels. And this treasure is the life of Christ in us. So because there's this treasure in earthen vessels, we are now precious. That in God's eyes, there is value to this vessel.
所以圣经有说我们是他眼中的同人，他是宝宝怀揣, 是非常珍惜看重我们这个人，因为我们都是宝贝。
So God sees that we're very precious, that He considers us, as the Bible says, as the apple of His eye.
就像若是一个人他有很多珠宝金银，他放在一个瓦器里面，放在一个器皿里面。
It's like if a person has a lot of valuable and precious jewels and stones and they put it inside a vessel,
他不管他放在木器瓦器里面，我想这个器皿就非常重要，非常宝贵的。
It doesn't matter if it's an earth vessel or a vessel of wood, Because what's inside that vessel is very important. Because there's very important, valuable items inside. So you would protect this vessel and you wouldn't want to throw it away. Because if you were to lose this vessel, then you'd lose all the precious stones and jewels. So we see that it's not about how valuable this outer vessel is. Because inside of this vessel, there's something very precious. And that shows the value and preciousness of this outer vessel.
所以,更多后书第四章和这里所讲的,这个瓦器,意思有点不一样的。
So here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where it speaks of the earthen vessels, it's different meaning.
这里所讲的器皿,那是重在它的实际的情绪。
In the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 earthen vessel, it's talking about the reality.
这个器皿,它真正属于人生命的光景是如何,来决定它是一个贵重还是一个卑贱的。
It's based on the life of this vessel that determines whether it is a precious vessel or not a precious vessel. All through the Bible, we see that the issue lies with the character of the person.
讲到服事,讲到工作,也是非常清楚,
and it's also very clear when it speaks about works and services.
更多前书第三章,保罗讲到说,
1 Corinthians 3 tells us that we are building on the foundation of the Lord Jesus.
在那建造工厂,
that when we're building on this foundation,
有人在那用金来建造,
that some people build with gold and silver, and some people build with wood and hay and straw.
而哪一种工程能够经过火的试验,经过神最后审判的,就决定它最后结果价值如何。
And it's only after these items are put through the test, the testing of fire, well, we know whether that was a valuable and precious work. So we see that when it comes to service, it's not about how big and small the services are. But it comes down to the content, the essence of the service. What materials did you use to do this work? By what did you serve the Lord? If you serve with gold and silver, then it can pass through the test of fire and it can last for eternity. But if you serve with wood, hay, and straw, then it will all be burned up. So we see that God values and treasures the essence, the content of the work. So that's why we see in 2 Timothy that in a large house there are different types of vessels. That in God's house, not everyone is an earthen vessel. Of course, all of us when we're saved, we are earthen vessels. We are all lowly. But then here in 2 Timothy says that not all of us are earthen vessels. Some are honorable vessels, gold and silver vessels. And then why are some in God's house earthen vessels? When they were saved, they were earthen vessels, they were lowly vessels. And after many years have passed, they're still earthen and lowly vessels. That means that their life has not changed. But some people are different. When these honorable vessels were saved by grace, they were also earthen vessels, just like everyone else. The corruptness, the wickedness of their natural man was also in them. But then one day, God considered them to be honorable vessels. And And then if we consider those who are earthen, lowly vessels of wood, when they were saved by grace, they were that nature. And then even after so many years of believing in the Lord, they're still the same. There's no change. Their character, their being is still the same. And what they reveal is still the wooden vessel. Because their life is still showing the life of the natural man. Their thinking, their mindset, everything, the way they live their life and the way they think is still like the natural man. They're still an earthen vessel. And an earthen vessel means that they are of the earth. And it says that these earthen vessels, the way they live and conduct their life, is still like the natural man. Their habits, their way of living, their mindset has not changed. They pursue after what the world pursues after. So we see that what these people chase after and pursue are vanity. Or that the smell, the aroma of the dirt is
still
strong. Because the way they conduct their lives is still of an earthly way. That even though the life of Christ is in them, even after all these years, because there's no change, there's still this earthen vessel. Yes, even though they are vessels, and God can still use them for holy works. But we see in the Bible that even a wicked king like the king of Babylon can still be used by God to be used by God to do his work. So that even more so, if we are children saved by grace, we should be greatly used by God even more. So that even though these earthen vessels, these wicked people, can still be used by God, but it may not mean that they are pleasing in God's sight. God used the king of Babylon, but the king of Babylon was not pleasing in God's sight. So we see that when God calls us to be honorable vessels, it's not just to do his work. God wants to gain the whole person. To gain the person. So that this person can manifest and show the life of God. To be a testimony and a witness of what kind of God he is. So many brothers in the past have reminded us that what God values is not what we do, but who we are.
算得数的服事乃是基督生命的流露。
That it's about how the life of Christ can flow freely out of us.
因为他们借着服事，借着在那为神做工，来在那把基督的生命把它发表表露出来。
That through service to God, the life of God and the character nature of God can be manifest through that. And this is an honorable vessel. Because this vessel has gone through God's testing, God's work in his life. And this morning I thought of Jeremiah 48 about what it says about the Moabites.
神在那里说摩亚人他们自幼 自幼年以来都能安享安逸，能享受安逸。
That it speaks about the Moabites still retaining their flavor and the aroma have not changed.
如酒在那个产渣上面。
Oh, I'm sorry. It speaks about in verse 11, the Moabites have been at ease since their youth, and he has also been undisturbed like wine on its dregs. And he has not been emptied from vessel to vessel. The flavor has been retained, their aroma has not changed. And it shows that they haven't undergone God's work in their lives, because when they're empty from vessel to vessel, nothing has changed. There's a lot of dregs in wine. It hasn't been gone through a filtering process. So that's why their flavor is still the same. And that's why in God's house there are still some vessels that are of wood and straw that are dishonorable. Because they're not willing to commit themselves into God's hand. To be emptied from vessel to vessel.
来洁净他们的生命,
to be continually cleansed and refined. So that their natural man will change and won't have that same aroma. But we see that God does not want just a vessel.
他乃是要的一个,
he wants an honorable vessel.
因为这个贵重的器皿, 这些金器银器,
because an honorable vessel, a gold and silver vessel,
要借着他们服事把基督的所事和基督所做在那里然后把它表明出来,
that through their service, the life of Christ, the character of Christ can be revealed. And so we see in God's house there are some vessels that are considered honorable. Because gold speaks of God's nature.
So we see in God's house there are some vessels that are considered honorable.
So we see that the tabernacle, when it comes to the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant was made with acacia wood. But outside was wrapped in pure gold. And the tabernacle represents God Himself. It speaks of the Lord Jesus coming down to earth in
flesh.
Even though inside He has man's life, but outside He is covered in pure gold, like showing God's life. And the throne of grace is where he's seated. Because the throne of grace is the representation of God. And the table showbread, even though it's made of acacia wood, it also has to be covered in pure gold. And it also speaks of man himself. That the showbread and all the vessels on the table showbread are all of gold. So we see that these are all honorable vessels.
里面有时候是用皂荚木所造的，是有人的性情、人性在里面。
So, because some of these items are made with acacia wood, it tells about, it represents man's nature.
但是经过神的工作，经过一些年日以后，神这个性情、这个金就包在他们身上。But
we see that through over the years, because of God's working in these people, they are now wrapped, covered in gold, which is being covered in God's life, which shows that Christ, the Lord, is living in them. So that through their service, the life of the Lord Jesus can be manifest. And the same thing with gold vessels. Silver vessels. Silver speaks of redemption. Through these honorable vessel service, we see all the grace that's done in the lives of these vessels. That people can see that their service is through dependence and trust in the Lord Jesus. That they don't serve by their own strength. That these gold vessels and silver vessels, that these honorable vessels, that they represent God's fullness and His glory and grace. When we read the Old Testament, I think there's a story that best represents this honorable vessel, which is the old Jacob. When Jacob was saved, he was an earthen vessel, a lowly vessel. We see through the history in Genesis, we see how he's such a lowly vessel. He did everything for himself. He would do whatever it takes, even if it's not a pleasing way to attain what he wanted. He would use deceit and trickery to obtain what he wanted. He was truly a very lowly vessel. But after 20-30 years, God worked little by little in Jacob.
慢慢地做,
slowly.
做到一个地步, 神说你的名字不再叫雅各了,
that to the point where God told Jacob, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but your name shall be Israel. And Israel means the prince of God. And now he became an honorable vessel.
成为金器, 成为瓦器, 成为一个银器,
he became a gold and silver vessel.
他当然能够把神的性情,
because he was able to show and reveal God's character. He was no longer a lowly, an earthen vessel.
因着神的恩典,
by God's grace, he became an honorable vessel.
所以弟兄姊妹,这是神在我们身上的一个心意,也是神在我们身上所要做的一个工作。
So this is what God desires to work in each of us.
但是我们看见保罗在这里告诉我们,
but we see here that Paul tells us,
神的家, 神的教会,
God's house, God's church,
到末世, 到末了世代当中,
that during the end times,
成为大富人家,
it'll be a large house. And it'll be all kinds of vessels.
有金器,
gold vessels, silver vessels.
但是可能瓦, 木器瓦器,
but perhaps there'll be more vessels of wood and of earthenware. So is the condition of the church like this today?
很少有金器,
there are very few gold and silver vessels. Even though many people are doing work for God, but perhaps it is all outer works. Is God able to do His work in us? Is He able to use us as honorable vessels? When we think about many of the elder brothers in the past, we see that there are some who don't have many services. Not like some who are always traveling about and always busy with their hands. But then when we fellowship with these elder brothers, we see that their life is different. You can see how this person is an honorable person, full of fullness. That this person has a character of gold and silver. I heard many, many years ago when I was young that Brother Spurgeon? Brother Sparks came to speak. Because many brothers and sisters wanted to meet him personally. He served in Taiwan 1 or 2 weeks.
连长弟兄告诉我们说,
And some elder brother said that, well, it doesn't seem like when you look at him, it doesn't seem like he's that zealous. But they could sense that he's different. That the flavor of his life is different than all of us. And this difference is referring to that you can sense the life of God in that person. It wasn't about how much work he did for God. And on the outside, it doesn't look like he did much work. And it was like he came, gave a couple of messages, and then he left. But then when people welcomed and received him, they sensed that he was an honorable vessel. So then we see that what God values and treasures is what the character, what kind of person this is. And this is what God values and treasures. Not how much we've done for God, but how much work He's done in us. So there's someone who has told us, a person who is unwilling to let God work in him is unable to work for God. Only someone who is first willing to allow God to work in him, then is he able to work for God. Because that way, God's life can be manifest through that person. So that people can see God's fullness, His glory, and His grace. So that more people can be drawn to God and want to know Him more. That through these honorable vessels, they can bear the name of God and they can be used greatly by God. So, brothers and sisters, we need to have this kind of knowing. That we need to faithfully and diligently do the work which God has called us to do. But what we need to see is that more importantly, God values the kind of person we are. That He wants to gain ourselves. That only an honorable vessel can please His heart. That is only through an honorable vessel that He can more greatly use us. To use us not just for outer works, but that through the lives of these people, they can manifest the Lord Himself. This is a very deep homework, a very deep lesson we need to learn. If in God's house, it was all honorable vessels, then you would see that the condition of God's house would be very different. Because then God's house would be filled with His glory and His fullness. Thank God that through Paul, he tells us how we can be honorable vessels. An honorable vessel is what God desires. And He has pointed out the direction and road for us. That if we want to become honorable vessels, we need to flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, love, and
truth.
So that for each of us, in order for us to become honorable vessels, we need to flee youthful lusts. We need to abstain from the base things.
提摩太后书第六章, 保罗在末章末了的时候，他告诉我们。
That towards the end in 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul tells us.
Chapter 6.
Oh, 1 Timothy chapter 6. In 2 Corinthians,
那讲到我们是永生神的殿,
that we are God's holy, we're God's, we're the temple of the living God.
神要住在我们中间,
and God wants to live in us.
神要在我们当中来往,
and He wants to fellowship with us.
他做我们的神,
and that He wants to be our God, and He wants us to be His people.
所以他说你们要从他们中间出来,
so that's why He said that we have to come out from their midst.
你们要与他们有分别,
and that we need to be separate.
我就做你们的神, 你们就做我的子民,
so that He will be a father to us, and we shall be sons and daughters to Him.
这是全能的主所说的,
and that's what the Almighty Lord says.
第七章一开头他就告诉我们,
and in the beginning of 2 Corinthians chapter 7,
亲爱弟兄啊,
it tells us,
我们既有这样的应许,
says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves
除去身体灵魂一切污秽的事,
from all defilement of flesh and spirit,
敬畏神得以成圣,
perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
所以第二,就是我们个人来说,我们要洁净一切污秽的事情,
so that for each of us, we need to cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit. That we need to get rid of anything that's not pleasing to God in our life, in our thinking, that we need to live a life separated, that we need to have to live before Him with a fear of God, so that we can be sanctified, to be a holy and honorable vessel. So that from a body, from the perspective of the body,
保罗说你要以那同那清心祷告的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平,
that we need to call with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
我们要和更多弟兄姊妹、神的儿女在那里有一同的追求,
that we need to have the same pursuit with other brothers and sisters.
在前书他也告诉提摩太说你这属神的人啊,
and in 1 Timothy, Paul writes to Timothy and says,
你要逃避这些事, 就像他前面所说, 逃避那贪财的事情,
that you need to flee from these things.
你要追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、仁爱、和平、温柔,
that we and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
两次都提醒鼓励提摩太说, 你要追求, 你要追求,
two times Paul exhorts Timothy to pursue righteousness, to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Both times where it talks about pursuing, it all starts with pursuing righteousness first. So from our thinking, we might think, okay, the first thing we should pursue is love. This is probably what people think. But both times that Paul mentions pursuing to Timothy, he first says to pursue righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness speaks that we need to be a right person. If we are a right person, if we have a right spirit before God,
底下追求底下事情，那就容易多了呀。
Then it'll be easier for us to pursue everything that comes after.
我们就知道如何去追求敬虔、信德、信心、爱心等那这些属神的性情的东西。
That these other characteristics, pursuing godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness.
我们知道这些神所让我们追求这些东西，我们是没有的。
We know that we don't have these. We don't possess these traits that we're pursuing after.
神的性情、神的爱心、仁爱、温柔，这些在我们身上是找不到的。
That the love of God, the gentleness, the patience of God, we don't have these things.
所以我们才需要去追求。
So that's why we need to pursue them.
让我们去追求的时候，我们就可以得着。
So that when we pursue them, we can attain them.
让我们去追求的时候，神就把这些主赐在我们身上。
And when we pursue them, then God will give them to us.
慢慢主神那个荣耀生命，那个美妙美丽的生命就慢慢就成为我们生命的一部分。
So that this glorious life of God may become a part of us.
我们在那里就能够成为贵重的器皿。
So that we can be honorable vessels.
成为了神所喜爱的器皿。
so that we can be pleasing in God's sight, So, brothers and sisters, if we have this heart, if we have this desire, not only live a holy life, but a life of pursuit in the body, so that when all of us pursue in this way, then we will all be lifted up. So then we can continue to move forward. And if we pursue in this way, we'll see that God will slowly but surely change us. So that those of us who are once lowly and earthen vessels, that slowly we can be transformed into honorable vessels, that we can be holy and useful for God's use, so that we can do and live our life according to God's desire, to pursue after His will. So if there were more honorable vessels in God's house, then you would see that the condition of God's house would be different. So that when people come to the church, they would see that what kind of God it is we worship. Full of grace and mercy and loving kindness. And brothers and sisters who gather would also stand
for us.
That all the vessels, all the brothers and sisters as vessels in God's house would be golden and silver vessels. That all of us would be able to reveal God's life in us. And then God can receive more glory. And so we see that these words that Paul has for Timothy during his later days are also encouraging words for us. And these were the last words of the Apostle Paul. That in these last days, those in God's house, what kind of people we should be and what we should strive for. To no longer be earthen vessels. To no longer be a lowly vessel. But to allow God to do His work in us. So that we can become honorable vessels. So that everyone would be a gold and silver vessel. So that in God's house, everything would be precious vessels. So that way, God's name may be proclaimed, God's name may be exalted among everyone. May God be gracious to us. And may God's will be done in each of us. So that all of us may be honorable vessels and holy, useful for God's use. So that God's heart may be pleased. This concludes my sharing. Can the brother please close in a word of prayer?